Amen. Can you please welcome Pastor Gary Morgan?
Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't we just put our hands out. Father, we thank you. Father, we can't do anything without your presence. Father, we don't want to get professional. Father, we don't want a form of godliness that denies the power. Father, we want to be fashioned by you today. And so, Holy Spirit, I invite you to come and fashion what you need to fashion in us today. Holy Spirit, I welcome you to come. Potter, come. We climb upon your wheel today. Come. Form, God, what you need to form. Fashion what you want to fashion. Lord, we ask you to bring your Spirit without measure today. Father, I pray that this wouldn't just be a place of inspiration, but a place of refreshing. Lord, I thank you. Your word says there is a word that sustains the weary. So, Father, whatever that is right now, we invite you to do, Holy Spirit. We invite you to do. We thank you, God. We open our hearts. We open our hearts. We open our hearts. Friends, I really believe there's an invitation of not just knowing what to lead, but how to linger. There is a Joshua generation. You see, Moses went in and met with God face to face like a friend. But the Bible tells us that Joshua lingered. God is looking for a generation who's willing to linger, who's willing to stay, who's willing to spend time, who's willing to forget the clock and lay hold of his heart. Father, I ask you for a blessing right now upon every heart in this home, that we would know how to linger. That, Lord, we wouldn't rush. That we wouldn't tick boxes and get it done. But Lord, we would be a people that loves your presence. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Wow. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Go deep, God. Do what you do, Holy Spirit. Wow. Father, stop the noise and change the narrative. Stop the noise and change the narrative. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to change the narrative. God, today as a state, today as a church, we unsubscribe from a narrative that isn't of you, God, and we subscribe to your heart and the narrative that you have for this nation. Jesus. Wow. Wow. I love order and I love to see order, but sometimes you just got to follow the Holy Spirit. Amen. In this section right here, you're dealing with hypertension or stuff to do with high blood pressure, put your hand up, please. Who's there? It's like this hypertension, right? Father, right now, just in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, right now. Lord, I ask you to bring normality to her body. Father, I ask you to bring in her body as it is in heaven right now, in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you, you're releasing. Actually, it's not just this section. If you're dealing with hypertension or stuff to do with high blood pressure, just put your hand up right now. I feel like there's an anointing just to deal with high blood pressure, hypertension stuff. Father, right now in Jesus' name. Wow. He comes in like a river. But he stays like a stream. Amen. He comes in like a river, but he'll stay like a stream. Holy Spirit, right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Wow. In your body as it is in heaven. Every place of worry, every place that's concerned you, that's tormented you, I just lift that off you right now in Jesus' name. And we shift the narrative of every report you've received, and we declare that you prosper in all things, even as your soul prospers. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Wow. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Comes like a river, but he'll stay like a stream. Wow. Who is it that's dealing with? It's like night terrors. It's like it's always the same time. It's like you go to sleep, but then you, all of a sudden you just wake up at this certain time, and it's not the Lord. It's like this place of fear. Who's that place? Put your hand up. I want to pray for you. There's no shame here today. You're in a safe place. This one, thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, right now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Father, we just release perfect love. If you're around him, just put your hands on him. Father, we just release perfect love over him right now. And we prophesy the best night's sleep that you've ever received in Jesus' name. We speak rest to your soul. We speak rest to your soul in Jesus' name. Wow. We speak rest to your soul in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Wow. The enemy is wanting to torment. The enemy is wanting to torment pastors in the area of health. And I really believe the Lord right now is bringing a word of wholeness, not just healing, but a word of wholeness. Amen? And we've got to partner with that. Because we can't be in there for the short haul. We've got to be in there for the long haul. Amen? Wow. There's words that the medical profession speak and create word curses and stuff like that. And I feel like there's an anointing here right now to break the yoke. I don't know why I'm getting this word, but it's like you've had MS or fibromyalgia and stuff like that in your family. And it's like this fear in you that what was in your family is going to come on you. Who's that, please? There's hereditary stuff in your family, and the Lord wants to not put a comma, but a full stop with his blood right now. Who's that? There's no shame here, guys. You're in a safe place. Just put your hand right up. That's... Why don't you come? Why don't you come? I want to pray for you right now. If that's you, just come. Just come. Just come. It's okay. Just come. There's no fear, honey. Just put your hands out like this. Holy Spirit, right now. Lord, perfect love casts out all fear. And Lord, we take. Lord, we appropriate the cross right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we put the cross. We put the cross. We put the cross. And we say there is a cross. There is a cross between you and your past. There is a cross. There is a cross between you and your past. In Jesus' name. Fill her, Lord. Fill her up. Fill her. Fill her with peace. Fill her with love. Let the anointing break the yoke right now in Jesus' name. Let the anointing break the yoke. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Every place that you felt lost or useless, Lord, bring into you a heart of knowing that you matter, honey. That you matter. That you matter. That God hasn't set you apart for nothing. Set you apart for something. You're not the add-on. Wow. Holy Spirit, just come. Wow. Wow. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Man, I feel like the Lord's going deep. I want to be sensitive with this, but I just keep getting this torment. This torment, and it's not just a torment of failure. It's a torment that you'll be taken out. Who's that? Because that stops today. Who's that, please? It's like this torment. It's like this narrative continually in your head. And it comes and it goes and it comes and it goes. Who's that, please? Because God wants to deal with that today. If that's you, just come. Just come. We're going to pray. You see, we're afraid to go after these things, but the enemy isn't afraid to go after you. If that's you, just come. Today, God's rewiring things in this place. Amen? Holy Spirit. Christ reign. For the Lord hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. And I release sound mindedness upon you, honey. I release sound mindedness. You are an incredible academic. You are an incredible person. You have a brilliance about you. But that brilliance gets tormented, and today that stops. That brilliance goes from torment to blessing in Jesus' name. No longer are you going to be held captive, but you're going to start setting people free. Because transformed people transform people. And I bless you. I bless you to step into that. I bless you to step into that. In Jesus' name. Wow. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. like you, Lord. Who else is that? Come on. This is a place of freedom. Come, Holy Spirit. Come on. Jesus' name. Father, right now, Lord, I take every tormenting spirit, every lying spirit, and Father, we say, go in Jesus' name. Flee. 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 Father, we bring the host of heaven and we camp around her heart and we camp around her mind. And Lord, we say this is holy ground. 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 Jesus, this is holy ground. Your mind is holy ground. And I bless you to flourish. And I just take panic off you right now in Jesus' name. There are places of panic. There are places where it's just thoughts grip you. And I just say you are free because the Son has set you free. And whom the Son set free is free indeed. Signed, sealed, delivered. Freedom is yours. In Jesus' name. Wow. Wow. Woo. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. No more fight. No more battle. No more wounds. No more scars. God's healing the scars of the past. And He's renewing in you a spirit that will rise up like an eagle. David said, renew in me a clean heart. I just see this cleansing of God coming upon you, honey. It's like this cleansing coming upon you. In every area that the enemy is trying to target you, it's like the Lord washes. He just washes. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill her up, Lord. Fill her. Fill her up so there's nothing room for anything else. Fill her in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Wow. Wow. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come, Lord. Come. Confidence is yours. Courage is yours. The same compassion you have for others, the Lord wants you to have for yourself. The grace you show others, the Lord wants you to show yourself, honey. Because you've been in a season where you've been the toughest on yourself. And God's taking them things out of your hands that have just weighed you down. And I see the Lord just coming and rearranging the room of your heart so that there's room for you. Because you're making room for everyone else, but you forgot you. I just love that verse. The song said, God said, I will allure you into the desert. God's drawing you into intimacy. God's drawing you into a connection and relationship. God's drawing you into a place where your full dependence is in Him and on Him. And you've battled these last 2 years. And you felt you're broken, but the Lord says, thought broke you is you're an alabaster box that just released the oil. What you felt crushed you actually started making new wine. What what you felt crushed you is actually making the oil. Because you're a woman of oil. You're a woman of worth, and you're a woman who gives worth. Now receive the worth of the Lord, that you are worth it. You are worth it. And every fear and every trauma gets lifted off you right now in Jesus' name. And peace that comes. Just put your hand on your heart for me, honey. And just say this with me. Say, I am safe. I am loved. And I am okay. Every time you feel the enemy wanting to take, just put your hand on your heart and declare them three words. I am safe, I am loved, and I am okay. Because you're safe in Him. You're loved by Him. And you're okay in Him. Amen? Wow. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Your name, honey? Sarah. Lord, thank you for Sarah. God's not forgot the promise. And you haven't been left behind. You haven't missed the train. Because God hasn't got a train for you. He's got a chariot. And there is a courage. And there is a boldness that the last 3 years got broken down. But God's into mosaics. And everything you felt shattered, God is bringing back together. Because He's restoring you, Sarah. He's restoring your heart. He's restoring your confidence. He's restoring your courage. He's restoring the belief. That you don't just believe in God, you believe in yourself. Wow. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. There is a courageousness about you. I don't like to connect people, but whenever I look at someone, they remind me of someone, and I've just got to say it. You just remind me of Jemima Varughese. She's your pastor, wow. Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. There are things that she's overcome that are keys for you. And I want to encourage you to listen to her words. Listen to her words, because there are keys for you in this season. From what she overcome, you are literally going to walk in the victory. It's like that mantle. It's like that mantle that Elijah laid down and Elisha took up. And there is something of favor upon you, Sarah, that the enemy has tried to sideline for too long. As I saw your name, Hall, deck the halls with balls of holly. You've got a celebration about you. And the Lord's bringing a celebration to you, because this isn't a season for you to think that you're not going to get up in the morning and nothing's there. I want to bless your mornings, because you're going to get up and see that God's with you in the morning, not just throughout the day. And where you struggle to even start the day, and this place of like, what's today, God? God has given you this incredible ability to see His purpose and His plan for your day. And I just lift off you, Jaden. I just lift you off you, everything that has weighed you down in this season. And I declare over you freedom. Freedom to fly, freedom to be, freedom to think, freedom to soar. In Jesus' name. As you've been one who serves well, God says, get ready for being one who soars well. Because you ain't a chicken, but you're an eagle. And you've been looking at chickens for too long. But the wind's coming, Jaden. The wind's coming. And you're going to start soaring, and you'll realize you ain't a chicken, you're an eagle. Because he's releasing the thermals of destiny and declaration upon your life. Father, we just release that upon Jaden in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Where's that incredible woman? There she is. Could you come, honey, and give Sarah a big hug? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you right now for wholeness. We thank you today. The enemy's been defeated. Death is overcome. We're going to shout out praise and victory. Thank you, Father, right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Come on, let's give him praise in this place. Let's give him praise in this place. Wow. 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 We better make this meeting legal and turn to scripture, amen? Wow. You can take your seats. Thank you, Lord. Friends, there's something profound that the Lord is doing in Western Australia that isn't going to be the envy, because that's a sin. It's not going to be the jealousy, because that's a sin. But it will be a forerunner to a nation. Every time I come to Perth, the Lord said to me, there's a birth in Perth, amen? And every time I keep hearing that word, and I want to encourage you, that you are not the outcast. You are not over there. You are not them people from over there. God has set you apart for such a time as this. The reason that there is a distance between you is not anything to do with geography. It's to do with set apartness. It's to do with the Lord has set you apart for such a time as this. Because you'll be a gateway, and we see this, what God is doing through different churches in Western Australia, but you are actually a launch pad. I'll tell you, what Elon Musk is to SpaceX, I'm telling you, the ACC in Western Australia is going to be to the Asian nations. And I just see rockets. I just see these, and they're going to be seen in the spirit. And it's a gateway. And I felt like the Lord isn't just making you a prototype. He's making you a forerunner. And I want to encourage you, don't despise the days of small beginnings. Don't despise who you are. Don't let anyone look down. As Paul said to Timothy, don't let anyone look down on your youth. But he has set you apart for such a time as this. You see, being in the Spirit has nothing to do with locality. It's to do with reality. And when we're in the Spirit, we realize, wait a minute, God, you've set apart this city. You set apart this state for such a time as this. And guess what? You get to be part of that. I'll tell you, this is one city. Even during COVID, me and Sarah were looking at realestate.com.au like crazy. Because it's the only other place my wife would live. And I'm still, come on, Lord, send a prophet, send a prophet. But I love Melbourne, amen? I love Melbourne. And so you've got to be where you're planted, amen? But I want to encourage you. God isn't looking you to compare. He's looking for you to complete. We can't compare. We've got to complete. God's given us a picture, each and every one of you. I love this saying. How do you see a miracle? You put a believer in front of a problem. How do you see a community transformed? you put a church in its center. And I want to encourage you today, is this vision is so in line with what the Lord's heartbeat is. I want to encourage you, them numbers are going to shift very quickly. That you'll soon find, like I shared with the Harvest pastors last night, you'll soon find, like 2 Kings 6, that the place where we dwell is too small. And God's going to use those who are seeing from the outside in, saying, hey, it's too small, you need bigger. And so I want to encourage you right now, is the Lord is expanding, the Lord is increasing, but it's not for our popularity, it's for our purpose. You see, it's not for your favor, it's for your flavor. And God has given you each a flavor in this room. And you bring them together, and friends, you've got an incredible ice cream cart, amen? Each of you have got a flavor that the Lord has set apart for such time as this. And the moment that we compare, we miss it. The moment that we complete, we nail it. Because I realize God has set me apart and Pastor Joel apart. And he said, Pastor Peter, literally for such a time as this. And the word I felt on my heart to share with you today is that it's time to rebuild the altar. It's time to rebuild the altar. And as I came into Western Australia, I felt like the Lord was saying that it's time to rebuild the altar. And then there's things that have happened in these last 3 years that have caused so much to happen, not just to us corporately, but they've happened to us personally. You see, only so far can you run on someone else's faith. Only for so long you can borrow revelation. God wants you to have the encounter. God wants you to have the burning bush. Amen? So let's turn to some scripture. 1 Kings 18, it says in verse 30, then Elijah said to all the people, come near to me. So all the people came near to him. I love this. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. I want to ask you a question today. What has been broken down in your life? What are the circumstances? What is a Jezebel season broken down in your life? Friends, Jezebel ain't about gender. It's demonic assignment. And I think we've had a demonic assignment on us for the last 3 years. But the Lord's lifting up the prophetic right now. God's lifting up the voice. There's one crying in the wilderness. Amen. Prepare the way of the Lord. And this is what I love, is Elijah said to his people, the people, come close. I want to encourage you right now, in this season, whatever you feel is broken down in your life, the Lord needs you to get close to his word. What are the prophetic promises? What are the prophetic words that have been spoken over you? What are them things? And friend, if you haven't got a prophetic word, get one, amen? Just open your Bible. Don't play Bible roulette, but just open your Bible. Because there's no sure word, amen? And what is broken down? What has been broken down in you? And we can have the Christian Botox and we can, yeah, everything's great, everything's fine. Friends, we'll see in a moment what we need to do with that. But I want to encourage you that God is inviting us to repair the altar. Whatever has been broken down in you from a season, God wants you to repair. God wants you to rebuild because there's fire coming. And there's not just fire coming, there's rain coming. And God's going to connect the rain and the fire together. And we're going to see the latter and the former come together like we've never seen it. You see, when you realize something's broken down, get close to His word. Get close to His word. Elijah said, come close to me, come near to me. So the people came near to Him. You've got to get close to His word, amen? And he repaired the altar of the Lord that had been broken down. There's relationships that could have been broken. There's vision that could have been broken. There's hope that could have been broken. Our tenacity could have been broken. You see, this isn't a season to shrink back. It's a season to expand. It's a season to say nothing is going to hold us back. Nothing is going to stop us. Because we are not affected, we're effective. Friends, hear my heart. We're in a season right now of not being affected. We're effective. Amen? We're effective. God has given us a word that is effective. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And I want to encourage you that your churches, your ministries, friends, they're not affected. They're effective. But there is a Jezebel that will always try and taunt you and always try and torment you. But there is a word of the Lord. There is a word of the Lord that will always bring you back on track. Amen? Because when the word of the Lord begins to speak, I'm telling you, fire begins to fall. And it begins to burn up every Jezebel, everything that is trying to torment and taunt you. I tell you, I don't see Jezebels in women. That's been a problem in the church for too long. Amen? It's not a gender thing. It's an intent thing. What is the intent? It's to take you out, but God wants to take you in. Am I speaking to somebody? I love this. And the Lord took, and Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the son of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come. Israel shall be your name. I love this. He didn't go look for different stones. He didn't go look and borrow other stones. He took the stones that were already there. Thanks, Virgin. He took the stones that I want to tell you right now, in this season, you don't borrow stones, you build with stones. You got a stone sitting next to you. You got a stone standing behind you. You got a stone in front of you. The Bible says we are living stones fitted together to be a temple. Amen? And so if God's going to repair the breach, if God's going to repair the altars, if God's going to rebuild the altars, he ain't going to build with something from Victoria. He's going to build with something from Western Australia. Amen? What you need is already around you. You don't need to go mining anymore. It's already there. And do you know what I love? Do you know what was next to you? It's someone who is broken just as you. Someone who is just as broken, who gets troubled some days, whose very fuel is Jehovah caffeine. The Lord that lifteth thee, amen. We know that Pentecostals run on coffee, we know that. But I want to encourage you right now that he is bringing us into a place where we don't need to look elsewhere. We are building with each other. We are building with each other because God is restoring the altars. God is restoring the altars. Then with the stones being built on the altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench around the altar large enough to hold two seers of seed. And he put the wood in order. I love this. He put the wood in order. You see, you've got to put the cross back in order in your life. You've got to appropriate the cross back into your life, into your ministry. If you ever sense or see that there's going to be anything come against you, God is appropriating the cross back in it. He placed the wood in order. What is it to put the cross back? We see this in 2 Kings 6. Elisha took the stick and put it into the water. He appropriated the cross. And miracles began to happen. I am going to take a massive, massive risk right now. And I trust you, you're my heart. Amen? He put the wood in order. And he cut the bull. ACC, it's time to cut the bull. Am I speaking to somebody? It's time to cut the bull. It's time to cut the bull. And I say that with all reverence and I say that with all sincerity. Because we have to cut the bull, amen? Because we are living in days right now where requires us, where God requires of us and inquires of us in this season. That if the fire ain't going to fall, it's because we've got to cut the bull. And so I want to encourage you. I want to challenge you today. What is in your life that you just need to cut? What is in your ministry that you just need to cut? Women, don't look next to you, whatever you do. What is it you need to cut? Because whatever you need to cut, I want to encourage you, cut it. Because again, it's not about perception, it's about presence. It's not about perception, it's about presence. I don't want to be perceived as someone I'm not. I don't want to be perceived. I want to cut the bull and let the fire fall and let the rain come. Amen? And for so long, we've been living under this Jezebel. And guys, I you in my heart, those that know me, I'm not into this stuff. But when I see it, I've got to call it. Because I am fed up of seeing people come under the influence of torment in this season. Of fearing you're going to miss out. Fearing it won't be you. Fearing God will pass you by. I'm telling you right now, that in the spirit, you could be the woman with the issue of blood that reached out while he was going to see Jairus and laid hold of Jesus. I want to tell you, that's all you need to do is lay hold of him. You don't need to be afraid that he's doing something else. You see, if something's happening in another stone, guess what? Lay hold of the stone, amen? Lay hold of the stone. And say, God, if you can build with them, you can build with us. Because he's repairing the altar. Am I speaking to somebody? You see, God will build. Not just with people, but God will build with purpose. And who knows that you were born for such a time as this? Not just to take yourself into a place of knowing that God has an assignment for you, but not just you, for those around you. And those around you can't be them unless you're fully you. It's like sitting at a light. I remember this once. I'm sitting at the lights and I'm distracted by something, and all of a sudden they turn green and you start hearing the beeps. Amen? And I borrowed the car that I was in, and it was a manual. It's like going from Pentecostalism back to Baptist, amen? And I'm like, shoo, what do I do? What do I do? And you know, you can smell that clutch, amen? It's like a burnt offering in the car. And all of a sudden, they're beeping and beeping, and instantly I remember just getting this conviction, if you don't move, no one else can. If you don't move, no one else can. If you don't be the person that God's called you to be, no one else can. No matter if you're flunking it, no matter if you don't know how to do it, no matter what it is, because God hasn't called you to be professional, he's called you to be purposeful. God isn't looking for our capability, he's looking for our availability. And he's bringing us into this place. And I really sense, friends, that God is releasing this incredible validation upon your hearts. That if you're willing to not just work together like you do, but to see God do more than you could ever ask, think, or imagine, I'll make room for you, God. I'll make room for you. Do whatever you want to do. Get rid of my religion. Get rid of my traditions. I'll make room for you. If we're willing to partner with God, I'll tell you, he will validate you. He will validate you. He won't just validate you. He'll authenticate you. He won't just authenticate you. He will restore you. He won't just restore you. He will revive you. He will bring you into a place where no longer is your history seen, your future is present. Am I speaking to somebody? And Elijah said, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. I love it. He didn't say Jacob, he said Israel, because God shifted something. If you truly are God, let that fire come. I love that. There's a validation that takes place. But there's something else I love as well. That Elijah went ahead, and this is what he said. I want you to put water around the altar. Not just once. How many times? Three. Do you know what that speaks of? There's a baptism of water, there's a baptism of spirit, but there's a baptism of fire. And friends, if we're going to be powerful and effective for God, it's not just a baptism of water we need. It's not just a baptism of the Holy Spirit, but it's a baptism of fire. It's a baptism of fire. And it's not just in a meeting. I tell you, I pray every day, God, baptize me in aisle 13 in calls. I want to see things happen. Meet me, Lord, wherever I am. Meet me. Let me be a meeting place for you. Have we ever thought about that? Has anyone ever entertained that thought? Or are we so conditioned that we only pray when we're in a building? Have you ever thought about praying on aisle 13 or I-12? Or the best one is Woolworths aisle 9, because that's the health food one. Have you ever thought about standing there and saying, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. I remember during the pandemic when we had to wear their masks, amen? I remember lining up in the post office, and I'm irritated because I got this thing on my face and there's a huge line, and all of a sudden this woman turns around and she's like and I'm like, oh my gosh, what is going on? Is this a demon or something? And she turns around and she said, I'm so sorry. She goes, you got such kind eyes. There's so much kindness in your eyes. Where are you from? And I tell you, at that moment, I could have given her the gospel. But again, we don't think, do we? Well, I'm from Wales. Wow, she fell on the floor and gave her life to Christ. You ain't got kind eyes because you're Welsh, buddy. You got kind eyes because you're filled with the Spirit, amen? And there's nothing that can mask it. There's nothing that can mask it. And I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you. Be who you are. Be so filled. Be so filled with God. Wherever you are, you just allow Him to come out. You just allow Him to be. You just allow Him to ooze. You see, a good friend of mine says, if you squeeze a lemon, you'll get lemon juice. If you squeeze a Christian, you get Jesus juice. Amen? So no matter what is happening with you, God wants to do something in and through you. Am I speaking to somebody? We are rebuilding the altars. Verse 38, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it all licked up the water. Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their face and they said, the Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God. Friend, I want to encourage you today. Whatever is broken, God wants to rebuild. You see, you don't have to be destroyed. You don't have to be derelict. You could feel like something's hit you in the last month, 2 months. But God wants to rebuild something. Amen? This is a season right now. I want to encourage you that the Lord is turning the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the children to the fathers. That we are in a place of increased blessing. We're in a place of increased, whatever the Lord is doing, Lord, do it. Lord, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Am I speaking to somebody? Because we're in a place right now of unprecedented things that the Lord wants to do in and through each and every one of us. And I feel like we're in a season right now where it tells us in 1 Peter that after all these things have happened to you, I think it's 1 Peter 3, after all these things have happened to you, God, who is rich in His grace and His mercy, will restore you, will revive you. And I feel like He's wanting to do that today in this place. I'm going to ask the worship team to come. I'm going to pray. I'm going to ask us to do something if we can. There is a rebuilding of the altars He wants to do. I want to encourage you, church. Don't let this place be robbed. Don't be afraid. We lived in a season where this was taken from us. Rebuild it. Don't be afraid of praying for people. Don't be afraid of lingering in your services. Don't be afraid of opening the altars. I'll tell you, when you speak, when you spend time with people who have hosted His presence, I tell you, this was holy ground. Amen? And I tell you, God doesn't want us to be a people who find form. He wants us to find power. And I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you from the bottom of my heart. Don't stop giving altar calls, because He's rebuilding the altar. Don't stop giving calls for salvation, because He's building the altar. Don't stop giving calls for miracles, because He's rebuilding the altar. Don't stop praying, because He's rebuilding the altar. Don't hold back from seeing people's lives change, because He's building the altar. And I want to encourage you, if it's in the middle of your preach, build the altar. If it's in the middle of a worship song, build the altar. I tell you, we get so afraid of interruption. God isn't, amen? We think He's some pigeon. He ain't. He's the Holy Ghost. He ain't going to flutter off because we've offended. He doesn't do that. I've got such a heart for seeing the altars rebuilt in every local church, that we would be a people who recognize and realize that our services are a service to the community and this state. That every Sunday morning is a triple zero opportunity for someone's soul. That every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Saturday night, you guys do crazy times over here. Friday night, Thursday, Wednesday night, Friday afternoon, Sunday afternoon. Might as well have 24-hour church, amen? I'll tell you something. Every time you open the door, it becomes a triple zero moment for someone's soul. And in the words of Kevin Costner, if we don't build it, they won't come. What does it look like? What does it look like? Well, Gary, what if nothing happens? I'll tell you something. Randy Clark prayed for 29 years for people's deafness to be healed. 29 years he prayed. And then one day, unlocked, unlocked, unlocked. Daniel Nash prayed for the Great Awakening. Kept praying, kept praying, kept praying. Connected with Charles Finney, all of a sudden the power came. Sometimes it's just opening the door, leaving a crack, and let God walk in. Every service is a triple zero opportunity for someone's soul. The urgency of the hour is upon us, friends. I'm going to ask us to do something right now. I'm going to ask us to take off our shoes, because the place we are is holy ground. And I don't want us to just do this out of duty. God's restoring the sacred back to His church. Amen. When I pray for people for healing, particular healing, when it comes to terminal stuff like that, I tell you, I can't help but take off my shoes. Because there is a holiness that's taking place. Am I speaking to somebody? What does it look like? I want to invite you, pastors. I want to invite your leaders. That we are stepping right now into consecration. That every time we come, it's another time of consecration. What's consecration? It's setting apart. It's setting apart. But Gary, I'm a dad, I'm a mom, I'm a husband. I'm an office worker. No, that's what you do, it's not who you are. Because if you do what you do, who are you when you don't? Gary, you don't understand, I'm a pastor. No, that's what you do. You're a child of God. And every time in Scripture I see the glory fall, gifting comes off. ephods come off and consecration comes. So I want to invite you right now to rebuild your altar. To rebuild your altar with God. But Gary, I'm broken. But Gary, you don't realize. No, God knows. He's not asking you to be perfect. He's asking you to be purposeful. He's not asking for capability. He's asking for availability. What is the altar he wants me to build? Is it an altar of prayer? Is it an altar of generosity? Is it an altar of encouragement? Is it an altar of the prophetic? Is it an altar of worship? Is it an altar of service? What is the altar that the Lord wants you to establish in this season that is going to quiet and drive out the Jezebel assignment? Because when you build the altar, the fire falls. I shared with the pastors last night, the people I've been around who've led revival. And I'm talking not just a church full of people. I'm talking about a people full of God. Amen? Then people, I said, what is the one thing you give God? And they said, our mornings. We give God our mornings. Every morning we give God. Some from 4 to 7. Some from 6 to 9. One couple, which I won't name drop, literally give from 6 in the morning until 12 noon. They give to God. Every morning. And literally 18 months later, the fire of God fell in the church because they gave God their mornings. What can we give that's not service but sacrifice? What is the altar that we can build that isn't a form but it's power? Am I speaking to somebody? God is aligning and defining us right now. And friends, with all my heart, there's so many other messages I wish the Lord would have given me, but I really felt that this one, I saw it as I was landing into Western Australia, that he's rebuilding the altars of this nation, of this state, but it begins with Perth. And God is unrelenting, because he ain't going to stop until every space and every place is rebuilt. So I want to invite you right now. The worship team is going to play. And I want you to do business with God. If you need to come forward, then come forward. If you need to, whatever you need to do right now, God wants you to build the altar. God wants you to repair the altar. God wants you to rebuild what he has put in and on your life. Whatever that looks like right now, I want to invite you that this is a season right now of us not just being passive, but we're passionate. We're not a place of just saying, well, yeah, God, that's fine. Guys, I'll tell you, this state needs Jesus. This state needs Jesus. And I ain't looking for a response. I'm just creating an opportunity. And I want to encourage you right now, if that's you, then I invite you to come. In any way you need to come, if you need to come to the altar, then come to the altar. If you need to find a space, but I want you to do business with God. I want you to say, Father, I am repairing the altar. I am rebuilding the altar. What was decimated, what was smashed, what was taken away from me, what was taken out, what was taken apart. Father, whatever that brokenness is right now, Lord, I come and I rebuild the altar of my heart. I rebuild the altar of my spirit. I rebuild the altars. And I say, let the fire come. Let the fire...